You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
It sounds like you went on a date with this gal named Jasmine, right?
It was, yeah, that's her name.
Okay, and she hasn't called you back, no texts or anything?
No, yeah, but it's even more than that. You know, she blocked me on all social media, and I just don't know why. You know, I was going to leave it alone, but I thought we had a nice time, and I'm just curious to see why she'd do that.
Okay, so, well, let's start at the beginning, Jeff. What did you guys do for your first date?
Well, so I picked her up, and then we went to the Como Zoo.
Okay.
And you know, everything was going well from there. We went to the zoo because we both really like animals. You know, so it's one of the things that we connected on right away. So then we went to dinner. You know, it seemed like it was going really well. So I asked her if she wanted to come back to my place, and I showed her my animal collection.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. So after dinner, you said you want to come over,
yeah,
and she said yes, and she did, and you wanted to show her your animal collection. Do you have pets or what? What are you talking?
No, they're stuffed animals.
Okay, your stuffed animal collection.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do, Jeff, is call Jasmine. And you have not heard from her. She's blocked you. So you couldn't even get a hold of her if you wanted to. There's got to be a reason,
exactly.
Jeff. Okay, there's got to be a reason she doesn't want to talk to you. So what we're going to do, we got to handle this really carefully. We're going to ask Jasmine if she'll come on the show with us and talk about why she not only hasn't contacted you, but why she's blocked you, okay? I'm just saying with these kind of things that's happened before, you might not like the answer. So you want to continue?
Well, No, I appreciate it. Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Hold tight. 3 minutes away. Second half. Second date update with Jasmine and Jeff next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Here's Jeff talking about his first date with Jasmine.
You know, we went to the zoo because, you know, we both really like animals. So it's one of the things that we connected on right away. So then we went to dinner. You know, it seemed like it was going really well. So I asked her if she wanted to come back to my place, and I showed her my animal collection.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jasmine?
Yes, this is she.
Okay, hi, Jasmine, don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT, and we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment called Second Date Update, and we just want to ask you a question about a date, follow-up on a date you went on with Jeff. What?
Jasmine?
Yeah?
Yeah, so is everything okay? We're curious why you haven't gotten back to him. It sounds like you blocked him as well.
Maybe because he's a psychopath.
A psychopath? What do you mean?
He puts on Hinge, like, that he loves animals. And Hinge does this thing where it, like, shows you compatible potential partners, right?
Okay.
And we both put that we love animals. He takes me to the zoo, and then he took me to his steakhouse, which I didn't really mind. But when he took me to his apartment, the first thing I see is a stuffed bat pinned up to the wall.
Okay.
At first, I thought it was like a Halloween decoration or something.
Yeah, right. But it wasn't. Yeah, it was a real bat.
Yeah. Then I saw a stuffed possum on the table. I think there was like a squirrel or raccoon too. It was like, ew,
okay,
man.
Okay, so, well, yeah, he said he had a stuffed animal. He said he wanted to bring you home to, like, see his stuffed animal collection. But
which
these are, like,
still weird, by the way, but totally different in a different way.
People are into all kinds of things. But he took you to the zoo, and you didn't like the fact that he has deer or whatever on his walls. Deer head and...
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, moose head and stuffing possums. Okay, yeah. So Jasmine, we've got Jeff on the other line. But
wait, you have him here?
Yes. Jeff, you can hear us. Go ahead.
Hey, I didn't know you were bothered by my taxidermy collection.
Okay, bothered is an understatement. Let's start there. No, who in their right minds puts "I love animals" on a dating profile and has a house filled with dead animals? I couldn't sleep for days, and I had to block you because I needed to forget about this.
I love animals just as much as you do. I just like to collect them and study them and give them love, you know?
Oh my God, you hear yourself? That is so messed up. It's so inhumane. Like, what? You're a monster.
What?
Like,
okay, let's back up here. Well, Jeff, are you a hunter, or what do you do to get these animals? Oh. Or do you just go and collect them?
No, I didn't kill any of these animals. I just brought them from, like, antique shops and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes I'll find one on the side of the road, and I want to give them a home. Yeah, you know, I feel bad.
Really? Jasmine.
You got roadkill your house?
Jasmine, wait a minute. You find animals on the side of the road, and then you take them to, like, a taxidermist or what?
Yeah, or, you know, sometimes I'll do it myself. You know, I found some videos on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
I just feel bad for them, you know? So
it's funny that you don't actually hunt them. Like, most people that I know that have deer, I mean, it's more, I don't want to say it's like a trophy, but does that make sense? Or like fish on the wall? But you don't do that. You just want to give them a home.
Yeah. I want them all to know that they still have a place in my heart and my home.
Isn't that sweet, Jasmine? That's pretty sweet. And listen, these animals are already dead. It's not like he said Jeff does not go hunt them.
Yeah.
So what's the issue here?
They're dead. You just have dead animals all around you. I feel like that is so unsettling and sick.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. I give them all names and everything. But it's not a psychopath at all.
Okay, that's worse. It's worse.
So, but if you see, like, if you go into, like, a lodge or someplace, a bar that's got a deer head or a antelope on the wall, Jasmine, is that's upsetting to you as well?
I mean, for whoever, like, put them there and then is going to buy them for their own home, creeps me the hell out.
Well, I'm going to go on a limb here and, Jasmine, probably we're calling to see if you'd go on a second date with Jeff. It doesn't sound like we've been able to change your mind in any capacity. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a big no.
I'll tell you this, Jasmine. I'll tell you this, and I can understand somewhat where you're coming from. I went out. I won't say dated, but met up with this gal who collected Victorian dolls, and in her bedroom she had about 1,000 of them.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy too.
Staring back at me, and I freaked out.
Yeah.
and got the heck out of there. It was the creepiest thing I've ever seen. So listen. To each their own, and this is what it's all about. It's just, you're not into it. Jeff, I'm sorry. It's a no, obviously, from you, Jasmine.
Oh, it's a definite no.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff. Okay.
All right. Well, Jeff, that's probably what we got to kind of, you know, she blocked you. We did our best here, man. We got to, you know, kind of move on. Okay, buddy?
All right. Yeah.
All right, Jeff. Well, good. Listen, Jeff, you still are not alone. You have your animals.
Right.
You got all your animals.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's going to need them.
And how many do you have, Jeff?
Last I counted, it was like 113, I think.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, maybe I'm a little more on Jasmine's side than I thought.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You didn't see it. Yeah.
All right, listen, guys, as we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Hey, I'll be right there, Mr. Beaver. Okay.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.